Somehow it's wired into the computer systems in the room back this way. It's got an LED readout. Did you know that?
No.
Don't matter. When that hits zero, the plague will be jettisoned into the underground water running from here to the oceans. There's no cure. Stuff's left over from the pre-dark days, and tempered to be mighty vicious. If it does what it's supposed to, within a generation, all human life on this planet will be chilled. I don't figure your CO would want it to go that way.
And kill the damn thing.
Already tried. Bullets don't phase it. Flares shook it up a bit.
And explosives? You're hoping to blow it up?
No, but I got a plan.
And if I don't have the explosives?
Then I guess we're both shit out of luck.
What have you got?
Liquid nitrogen tanks. I set the explosives, the tanks rupture, and that bastard plant gets a dose of instant ice age.
Where does that leave you?
Right where I am already.
Still gotta make it past me. I don't intend that you should do that.
Kind of had it figured that way. But you're gonna have to shit or get off the pot. Kron's ticking.
We've got some explosives, but if you think about using them against us, you'll be dead before you can.
We wouldn't be having this little chat if I wasn't serious about the plague. Me and mine, we'd have already used that Metrans unit and gotten the hell out of here. That cross your mind any while you've been thinking?
Some.
So what's it gonna be?
Give me that pack there, Whitaker.
You can't give the bastard that stuff!
Shut up, Whitaker. There's no reason for that man to be out there unless what he says is true. All right. Here come your damn explosives, Carter.
The canvas bag made it most of the way down the tunnel, then hit the floor and started skidding. Ryan stuck out a foot and stopped it. His guts knotted up as he squatted and caught it up, his hands diving inside. The Plasex was already wired.
God damn it, sir! No fucking plague is gonna kill us! Not after what Calypso did to us! It might kill everybody else, but not us! Now we could start the world over! The Major would take the tack! If there's a disease, it would wipe out any opposition we'd face!
Ryan didn't wait to hear any more. Whatever internal problems the White Sands team was having were theirs.
One other thing, Conti. I need to get by this bastard thing. I noticed earlier you people have got grenade launchers on those rifles of yours. Figure if you hit it with a round of phosphorus, it might be at least distracted.
Conti didn't hesitate. He reached over and grabbed an M203 from one of his soldiers.
Sergeant! You can't do this!
Conti shot one hard defiant look at Whitaker, then raised the grenade launcher. The 40mm warhead detonated against the plant thing. White fire wrapped around it, casting off enough heat that it came close to baking Ryan with it. The plant thing collapsed, curling into the water. Ryan knew it wasn't going to be enough to kill the mass, but the white heat would hopefully leave it disoriented long enough for him to get by. He pushed himself out of concealment.
Ah, fuck.
Re-entering the room, Ryan raced to the cryo chambers. The plant thing was already apparently back at its full strength and coming for Ryan. He cranked the detonator for 5 seconds, then wedged the Plasex between the edge of the liquid nitrogen tanks and the wall. He keyed it to live.
Fire blast.
Ryan streaked through the room with the trapdoor, leading to the Matrans unit above. He shot through the door and leapt onto the ladder. Ryan watched through the door as the liquid nitrogen jetted out, spraying the plant thing. A white frost formed on it, slowing it almost immediately, then freezing it into place. Ice, clear as glass, formed in the water around it, becoming a solid sheet that extended in all directions. Some of the tendrils broke off under their own weight. Hanging onto a rung with one hand, Ryan raised the Sig Sauer. Ryan's bullet shattered the ice statue that the plant thing had become. The LED countdown to the plague release was frozen at 0.01 seconds. Ryan pulled himself up the final rungs and through the trapdoor. At the top, Christy and the others waited, already in the Matrans unit. Ryan joined them. Christy's eyes were bloodshot. Her lower lip was puffy and bleeding.
Didn't know if you'd make it or not, lover.
Wasn't sure myself. You okay?
Yeah. Never felt anything like that, Ryan. Took over my mind, and all I could do was watch from somewhere outside myself. I would have chilled you if you hadn't stopped me.
But you didn't. Jack, where are the White Sand soldiers?
Heard the explosion below. Went down the tunnel to investigate.
And let's get the hell out of here.
As the Matrans unit powered up, the familiar fog began to fill the chamber. Ryan saw Conti on the other side of the armaglass, peering through. He knew the soldier wouldn't waste ammo on the armaglass. Bullets weren't going to get through.
You're around, Carter.
Yeah.
What you said about the plague, was that real?
Yeah.
Did you stop it?
I think so.
I'm glad. Just so you know, it won't stop me from hunting you down and killing you when the time comes. I got my orders.
I figured that.
Just so there's no misunderstanding.
Ryan nodded, then sat on the floor next to Christy. The fog blurred everything.
Probably would have been better off killing him. You look in his eyes, you know that's one dedicated man.
I know. And maybe I would have tried if there'd been a way clear.
Somehow, though, it wouldn't have felt right.
Yeah. Christy slid her hand through Ryan's, then closed her eyes. Ryan sat and watched the sun come up. During the night, the companions had managed a few hours of sleep in the uninhabited redoubt they'd arrived in. He'd set up shifts, and they'd rested as well as they could. The redoubt was small and already raided. They'd been able to find anything worthwhile, and had been forced to rely on the cell feeds and ring pulls they were already packing. Now, though, Jack was roasting some trout he'd caught before first dawn in a nearby stream coming out of the mountains. The open fire pit only gave off a thin stream of ash-gray smoke. Ryan had figured it safe. No one was around for miles from the look of things. The big man sat on a rocky outcrop, watching the horizon take shape as the shadows lifted. There was nothing to fear from Conti or the White Sands Coldhearts for a while. After their arrival, JB had jammed open the door in the Matrans, rendering it inoperable at this end.
Oh, trouble lover?
Ryan looked down. Christy's hair was mussed, and her eyes looked haunted. She'd had nightmares about the other, but it tried to crawl inside her brain. Maybe.
What?
Know where we are?
East Coast, right?
Yeah. Got a long hike ahead of us to get back where we started.
Might not be so bad if Nathan Freeman's still Lord Cawdor and we're somewhere close.
Ryan wasn't sure about that. Too many memories of his father and his treacherous brother Harvey remained for him to be comfortable with the thought of being anywhere near the family estates. All the old debts had been paid, all the old fears and doubts laid to rest, but it wasn't home. And Nathan Freeman, now called Cawdor, Baron of Front Royal, maybe it would be good to see him, time permitting. But Ryan didn't hold out any hopes. Things changed in the Deathlands. The only certainty was death. Christy wrapped her arms around Ryan's waist, seeking warmth from the early morning chill. Sometimes it was hard not to hope for something more. For now, though, they had the sunrise, and somehow, it seemed enough. Deathlands Bitter Fruit is a Graphic Audio production.